Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, Hotel for Barigani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa Ra, and I'm calling today. I don't not calling, but I'm on the line today. Unfortunately, I have to make an announcement that Brother Kev Raiju have some important business matters that they have to attend to. So we're not going to do our broadcast today. We ask that you come back next week. Follow us and come back next week. Hold anything you got on your mind, because we will be back next weekend and we can address it then. But your brother do want to make one announcement to you guys, because I read something today and I do want to pass it on so you guys can do some research on it yourself also. And this is in regards to the COVID vaccine. All right, I'm going to read this. This is out the Final Call newspaper. The CDC has announced 14,925 people dead from the vaccine. Now, it's a local news station in Detroit, this is a funny name, WXYZ-TV. Channel 7 in Detroit. What they did was they ran this story. This is what the story said. After the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? If you're willing to share your family story, please DM us your contact information. We may reach out for a story we're working on. So I wanted to read y'all some of the responses that the news station got back. This is one. I'm just going to now say these people's first name. I'm not going to say their first and last name. Man by the name of Chad said, my grandfather died from the vaccine. He asked, will they do a story on that? A lady named Erica said, my grandmother is currently in the hospital testing negative for COVID-19, but has been sick as hell since getting the vaccine that she had to have for her hip surgery. It's awful. She's been so sick, and now she's in the ICU on oxygen and will probably get COVID from being in the hospital, and the vaccine is what has landed her there. Debbie out of Detroit. My dad, 49 years old, died suddenly 2 weeks ago to the date of getting his first vaccination and did not have COVID. However, his death certificate stated otherwise. These are the stories that need to be told. Richard out of Detroit. There is no test to verify the Delta variant, so how do they know people have the variant? Justin, I almost died 2 days after I got the Moderna. I kept losing consciousness on the way to the hospital. My blood pressure dropped. My heart was barely beating. They got the crash cart ready. Had the paddles out. Then I woke up. They put the paddles away. It's been 7 months and I'm sick with newer symptoms. I feel poison. My head is too heavy and the poison just sits in my body. I am very sick. I can't get up from the bed. If I make it to the couch, I am stuck there. It's an effort to go to the bathroom. This is all from the Moderna. I'm going to read y'all two more. Justin said, my friend lost her mother 2 days ago after a month-long battle from receiving the COVID vaccine. started with inflammation of the heart and then continued from there and ended up shutting down her kidneys. She died September the 14th from the vaccine itself, not COVID. And she only got the vaccine because the doctor was pushing it on her husband, and she didn't want him to get it, as they were both refusing and against the vaccine itself. So she got it because he did, so said. A lady named Cynthia said she lost both her parents to COVID 11 days apart over the holidays. They were both vaccinated. And there are countless other stories that people sent into this news station to tell what happened to their loved ones after being vaccinated. So, again, family, that's out of Detroit, a news station, WXYZ TV Channel 7. Y'all can look into that. And again, I apologize that we're not going live today, but be ready to come back next week and hold your stories, hold your tongue, hold your thoughts to then. And Brother Kev and Roger will be back at that time, and we'll go live. So we'll talk to you next weekend, family. Peace, and thanks for tuning in to Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. Okay.